How do you get your team to put the big win Sunday behind them and focus on the task ahead?
LSU's our regional rival. That's supposed to be our SEC rival. You get up for them. We always have good games. We beat them by 2 points here, and we led for a total of 31 seconds in the ball game. So it won't be hard to get our team up. I think what we're going to have to do is play a lot faster than we did here. They slowed the game down, and we slowed the game down with them. We have to pick up that pace a little bit more and get into transition and attack their zone offense, zone defense a little bit better than what we did a couple of weeks ago. They lost a heartbreaker last night to Vanderbilt, led the majority of the game. And I was sitting there watching it at Rudy's after my radio show. And, of course, I had to pull for Vanderbilt because I'm pulling for anybody that has a chance to catch us. So, and they had won, I think, their last three ball games. So I was sitting there pulling for Vanderbilt. But give Vandy's young kids a lot of credit. They got it done at the end, made a key shot, and LSU missed their last attempts, and that's exactly what they did against us a couple of weeks ago here. Our kids have done a tremendous job all year of not looking past someone. Like, we didn't look past Alabama to get ready for Tennessee. And I promise you, some of my younger kids might not even know who we're playing Sunday. But they know who we're playing on Thursday. And that's the most important thing is LSU. We've played very well down there in the past, and then we've stunk it up in the past down there as well. So it's usually an either-or situation how we play. One time a couple years ago, I think we held them to 35 points on their home court. And that was just a game that we found enough offense and played great defense in that ball game. I expect this will be another low-scoring game because that's to their advantage, but they got Moncrief. She leads the league in steals, one of the best in the nation. They got Hyder, who played extremely well last night against Vanderbilt, and she always gives Kyla a tough time because she's 6'1", a Daniel Adams type that can take you outside and then can beat you with triple moves inside with her footwork. She's just a very good basketball player. Then you throw in Chloe Jackson, and I might be wrong on this. David, correct me, but their point guard, Rena Hill, is from Vietnamese. Is that correct? Japan?
Yeah.
And that run my story about that win and all that stuff. So that run my story there. So she's from Japan.
Yeah.
So cancel out what I just said, you know, X that thing. She's a senior point guard, and they go as she goes. Her shooting percentage has been down this year, but she's their leader. She's going to play 40 minutes. Curtis is going to play 40 minutes. Moncrief is going to play 40 minutes. And Danny Williams is going to play 40 minutes. So that's a given. Now what we've got to do is figure out what the other three on each side is going to do. But we know at the 1 and 2 position, both teams, those kids are not coming off the court.
Not going to win like the one you did have on Sunday. How can that kind of, the confidence from that carry over into this week when you've got LSU and then a big one on Sunday?
Well, it helps on my confidence. I know that. I've been flying high ever since, because not just because it's our first win and my first win at Knoxville, but we rose to the level of the competition, and we made a team at the end not execute on their home court. And that is something that's very, very hard to do in sport. Whether you just watch the South Carolina-Connecticut game, and usually a game is about runs, and that's what happened in that South Carolina-Connecticut. The run right before half gave Connecticut the cushion, and it was basically over after that. What we need to do is find some offensive runs against LSU without playing and shooting as bad of a percentage that we did against them that we played here. we've got to be able to shoot the three ball well, and Kyla has to be effective, and Andrielle has to get on the boards just like she's been doing. We got out-rebounded at the LSU game here, and I believe that's only the first or second time this year we've been out-rebounded here, and so hopefully we'll do as good a job as we've done in the last four games on the boards.
Said the team does a good job of not looking ahead. And I know you pay attention to the double buys and the tournament, the SEC tournament, the seeding for the NCAA tournament. Do you talk to the team about what they've done, where they're positioned with only four games to go, what's at stake, what they could accomplish in these last four regular season games? Have you talked to them about that?
Oh, yeah. I just said basically when you hit nine wins, you're in the NCAA tournament. So we're in the NCAA tournament, no matter what happens the rest of the way. When you hit 10 wins, you are good chance that you're in the top four, but nothing, it depends on your tie breaking. When you have 11 wins, you're in the top four in this league. And so that's where it's at. We've got two tough road games, two tough home games. And the schedule, did it play in our favor? Now that you look at it, it's playing in our favor because I think we're ready to play the big boys of the league now. I think we still might not have as much talent or as much depth as some of these teams, but we're playing to that level because the body of work that we've done all year, the body of work and playing the Syracuse and the Daytons and the USCs and all those teams, each game we've learned something about ourselves and either patted ourselves on the back or found a ways to correct what was wrong. Now, we're going into practice today. We've got to correct some of our zone offense, some of our zone offense that didn't work out that well the first time we played them. But since we played them, we've played three straight zone teams, Florida, Auburn, and Alabama. We played a man-to-man team in Tennessee. So now we've got to go back to that zone work, get it down pat, and again, try to score in transition better than what we've been doing. That's been a weakness of our team the whole year, transition offense, and that puts so much pressure on you. We're shooting 45% from the field without transition offense. That's hard to do. And that means we're running some pretty good stuff and we're balancing it between threes and mid-range twos and Kyla inside. So that's the strength of our team. But just think what we could be shooting, like Missouri, if we had transition offense to go along with it. But I've got to get somebody that wants to run with Curtis. I know Curtis will push the ball. I got to get some wings to fill those lanes and get some post players down there quick enough.
Gary, what does it mean to have Kyla be named the SEC Player of the Week?
I just heard that at lunch today. And first, you always thank Kyla. Second, you thank our sports information director because he puts the bio and the pluses and the fluff all together for then when it goes to the conference office. How does she stack up against a Kayla Robinson or a Mercedes Russell? The best way to get player of the week is you have a 2-0 week and you beat a ranked team. And we've had some other players that have had better weeks that didn't get player of the week. Sometimes even when we went 2-0, just due to how good this league is at the top, when the hardest thing is going to be picking first and second team all SEC this year with 14 teams and so many deserving girls. But look what Kyla's done. She's the most improved player in the league. I've said all along between her and Porter of Missouri, what they have done to increase their scoring average and what they've meant to the team and what she's doing by playing 38 to 40 minutes a game in conference. How many five players are doing that in the men's game, much less the women's game? And give her a lot of credit. Give our conditioning people a lot of credit, too, for getting her in the best shape possible. And giving Kyla a lot of credit for learning how to control her emotions a lot better this year. And I think that's a key element is sometimes she complains because they're holding her. It's usually the ones that are holding her are not the 6'5s and 6'6s, but it's the smaller kids are doing whatever it takes to stay in the game. And so sometimes she feels like she's being picked on because she's that much larger than the smaller post players like LSU's or Vanderbilt's or somebody like that. So she feels like she's being picked on. But she's not. That's just defense in the SEC. Learn to take care of your own and finish people up.
Anything else for Coach?
No, you got to watch Vanderbilt last night. Did you catch any of the UConn-South Carolina game?
I saw the whole thing. And the Florida State-Texas game. You had three great games. And who was the other SEC game?
Vanderbilt, LSU, South Carolina, UConn.
Just two SEC games.
Okay. Well, I saw everything last night. So it was just, I even missed The Bachelor last night to watch three basketball games. Oh, I saw that too.
All four of those.
I saw them all.
Who do you want to win The Bachelor?
Not Corrine or whatever her name is. Did she make it through last night?
I think so.
Oh, well, I knew you would know.
I'm not watching.
You would know.
I don't know. I was watching Syracuse choke against Louisville.
Oh, gosh. And I was pulling for Jim Boeheim for the old guys.
Well, I'll put pull for Jim Boeheim after what he's done.
Yeah.
But then going against Patino, pick your favorite terrible one.
You know, but the game was at Syracuse, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He doesn't usually lose there. You know what was good for women's basketball last night? I actually believe, I would hope, that more people were watching that game than the Kansas-West Virginia game because of the magnitude of 100. 100. And like Gino said this morning, he said it'll never be done again. He might be right. But
they might get to 200.
Yeah, with the talent he's got coming in and what he's got coming back. Is it good for the sport? It's giving us headlines right now, and the rest of us are trying to close the bar. And Gino's not going to go away. But I think the game is a lot better now than what it was 7 years ago or 8 years ago when he started his big run. I think there's more and more teams that can compete, and more kids are choosing to go to different programs. The one thing that hurts why there is not as much parity is because girls are staying to win championships. Guys are going to college to be one and outs. And that's the difference. If they're going to a team that's already loaded with one and outs, they're going to go pick another team, whether it's Michael Beasley going to Kansas State or Jordan coming here to A&M. I think that's what happens sometimes. But in the women's game, they're going to win championships. More than they're going to get an education or anything else, they're going to win championships and playing time.
Any